Good morning, it's Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's edition opens with a landmark Nature study confirming the thymus as a lifelong guardian against cancer and age-related disease, far more critical than previously thought. A review of 350-plus studies challenges supplement orthodoxy. For sedentary adults, protein restriction, not calorie restriction, may be the stronger longevity lever. A neurology meta-analysis finds gut transplants offer only transient relief for Parkinson's patients, and centenarian microbiome data reveals a specific bacterium that keeps aging intestinal walls intact. Rounding out the issue, Medscape warns that metformin may blunt exercise-induced fitness gains by 40 to 60%. From the research desk, the headline, "The thymus is a lifelong longevity organ, not a childhood footnote." Nature study changes the picture. According to Nature, a study published in Nature reveals that the thymus, a small gland in the chest that most textbooks describe as shrinking into irrelevance after puberty, continues to exert profound and persistent influence on disease risk, including cancer, throughout a person's entire lifetime. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, gut transplants deliver only short-lived benefits for Parkinson's patients, meta-analysis finds. From Neurology, a systematic review, meta-analysis, and meta-regression published in Neurology, the field's flagship journal, finds that fecal microbiota transplantation reduces Parkinson's disease symptoms, but the improvements are transient rather than durable. Heavy TV watching in middle age shrinks brain regions linked to Alzheimer's disease. From Neurology Advisor, a new study finds that frequent television viewing in middle age is associated with reduced volume in the frontal and occipital lobes and in brain regions specifically flagged as Alzheimer's disease signature areas, plus increased white matter hyperintensities, a marker of vascular brain damage. In supplement news, quercetin, fecetin, and curcumin may target zombie cells in the aging brain. From Frontiers in Nutrition, a peer-reviewed review in Frontiers in Nutrition maps two distinct strategies by which common dietary compounds fight brain aging: senolytics like quercetin and fecetin that selectively destroy senescent zombie cells by disrupting their pro-survival pathways, and senomorphics like curcumin and sulforaphane that mute their inflammatory output without killing them. Eating less protein may help sedentary adults live longer, major review suggests. From Time, a review of more than 350 studies concludes that protein restriction, not calorie restriction, may be the key longevity trigger for sedentary adults, working through the hormone FGF21 to activate pathways associated with fasting and cellular renewal. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.